We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Balanced in Word and Power, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S.D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Acts chapter 6, verse 4. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. I have just read from the King James Version. David was a man of the Word, but not a man of prayer, so he did not know the power of God. Caleb, on the other hand, was a man of prayer and walked in power gifts, but cared little for the Word. Childhood friends, they often criticized each other's approach to the faith, each convinced he was right. Over time, Caleb became proud and began merchandising the power of God. His greed and immorality led him into a shameful scandal. David likewise grew proud because of his knowledge, yet his life carried no real power. When he moved to a neighborhood infested with witches and warlocks, he was so tormented by witchcraft that his theology almost collapsed. He endured the bitter fruits of demonic oppression while insisting that what he was experiencing was God's will. After David and Caleb's painful experiences, they humbled themselves before God. David began to join Caleb in extended prayer meetings, asking the Lord to fill him with the Holy Spirit. Caleb, in turn, joined David's daily Bible study group, hungry to understand God's word more deeply. Over time, both men noticed something remarkable. When they prayed, the scriptures came alive with new depth, and when they read the word, their prayers became sharper and more faith-filled. David began to operate in spiritual gifts with discernment, while Caleb's prophetic words became rooted in sound doctrine. This is exactly how the apostles in the early church operated. They refused to neglect either prayer, which fuels God's power, or the word, which anchors truth. The combination produced believers who were hard to deceive, strong in faith, and fruitful in ministry. If you emphasize the word without the Spirit, your faith becomes intellectual but powerless. If you emphasize the Spirit without the Word, your zeal becomes unstable and dangerous. But when the two work together in your life, you become a vessel God can trust with much. Go into today determined to set a rhythm. Let prayer and the Word become your daily foundation. Pray for fresh encounters with God's power and study the Scriptures until they shape how you think, speak, and act. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalm 75 to 77. Our Bible reading plan is continuous. This means that if you're just starting with us today, by this time next year, you will have completed the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Today's reading comes up next, Psalm 75 to 77.
Psalm 75. For the director of music, to the tune of Do Not Destroy, a psalm of Asaph, a song.
We praise you, God. We praise you, for your name is near. People tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I choose the appointed time. It is I who judge with equity. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant, I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak with outstretched neck. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt themselves. It is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob, who says, I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up.
Psalm 76, for the director of music, with stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song.
God is renowned in Judah. In Israel, his name is great. His tent is in Salem, his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. You are resplendent with light, more majestic than mountains rich with game. The valiant lie plundered. They sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. It is you alone who are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven, you pronounced judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land. Surely your wrath against human beings brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God, and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of the earth.
Psalm 77, for the director of music, for Jeduthun of Asaph, a psalm.
I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I remembered you, God, and I groaned. I meditated, and my spirit grew faint. You kept my eyes from closing. I was too troubled to speak. I thought about the former days, the years of long ago. I remembered my songs in the night. My heart meditated. And my spirit asked, will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favor again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he, in anger, withheld his compassion? Then I thought, to this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea. Your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.